as we say in New York City, up is always better than down. And what's really great about the international student number and the American studying abroad number are both are pretty much at historic highs. International students grew about 10%. They're approaching a million students in the United States now, and that's very good for our economy, for our technological progress, and for what Americans who don't study abroad will have the opportunity to meet people from other countries and know that they're going to be working and living in an intercultural world.
Where does the growth seem to be most focused?
Well, the biggest countries are traditionally the biggest senders of students our way, so you wouldn't be surprised that China and India are number one and number two this year. But South Korea, Mexico, Vietnam, Taiwan, Canada, it's a really great mix of countries, say, in the top 10, which means America is appealing to people from all over the world who see the quality of our higher education and the opportunity for higher education. Canada is number five, and you'll see a lot of them in Buffalo, of course, but the SUNY system attracts people from all over Canada and all over the world.
We look at the numbers of American students, and of course that's, as you pointed out, that has increased, but not nearly at the rate of students from other countries. Why do you think that might be?
Most Americans don't have a passport, so you have to start there. And most Americans, when they get to college, are so busy being programmed in college that unless they make plans early on to study abroad, even though they might have the aspiration to do that, they don't end up doing it. That's why we've launched something called Generation Study Abroad. The aim is to try to double the number of Americans going abroad for academic credit between now and the end of this decade. So it's really our moonshot, because we think having 300,000 Americans out of 20 million studying abroad is much too small a number and doesn't prepare our kids for being global citizens.
We are now dealing with a horrible tragedy in France. Does unrest in certain parts of the world in any way play a role in perhaps discouraging people from traveling abroad?
Unrest and terrorism and violence actually don't discourage people from wanting to have the international education experience. In some cases, it redoubles. And after 9/11, we saw increases of Americans wanting to do this because they wanted to understand what was happening in another part of the world. And I think you'll see the same in response to Paris and Beirut and the other terrorist tragedies. That if we didn't see this, if we didn't see Americans wanting to engage with the world, then the terrorists would have won, because they've shut down our societies, they've shut down higher education space, and they've increased isolation between people. I don't think this is going to happen, and I think it will only increase people's desire to show solidarity with the people of France and study in Paris.